Today's shir is a Masech Techul on Daf Chav Ches. We will begin on Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom of the Yomid, in the middle of the line with the Simen in parentheses, Simen Nisnabel Dam Bimaliko. We are in the middle of a sugya that began a few lines up, where we learned Amar Rab Yehuda Mishum Rab Yitzchak Ben Pinchas Ein Shchitu Loif Min HaTorah. Rav Yitzchak ben Pinchas' shita is that midaraisa there is no shchita by a bird. The shchita is only by a behema. Shenemar, we learn it out from the pasuk v'shafach es damoi. We learn out b'shvicha ba'alma sagi that it is enough for the dam to pour out. It is not necessary to make shchita, as Rashi there explains that both from Torah shebiksav and even from Torah shebalpeh. Since many of the halachas of Shechita are learned out, halach l'Moshe m'Sinai, which were given over to Moshe Baal Peh, even in the Torah Baal Peh that was given over to Moshe, there is no mention of Shechita for an oath. That's Midaraisa. Midarabbanan, the Rabbanan did require Shechita by a bird. How Midaraisa is there nevela by an oif? So Rashi, in the first wide line here on the Amud says, "Ve'ein nevelas oif kriya nevela elam kain mesa me'alau." Either it died on its own accord, oy harga b'maka shaloy al yedei simanim, or he killed the bird at some other place on the bird's body, not in the simanim of the kana and the veshet, the windpipe, the trachea, or the esophagus, the food pipe. Avol nechira oy ikur simonim kosher boy. But what is kosher by a bird, by an oif? That is either nechira, which means hacking away at the simonim, without a back and forth cutting as we have by shchita, or ripping it out, ikur, tearing out the simonim. So that is what is matir a bird. Toisvus in Daf Chof Amid Aleph, the last Toisvus on the Yomid, Divrei HaMashchil Loya Moron, holds the same way, that although there is no halach of shchita, says Toisvus, d'nehei d'loy boy shchita by an oif, nechira mi haboy b'simonim. You have to do nechira, you have to hack away at the simonim. In other words, by an oif, you must, in order for it not to become a nevela, you must use the simanim. You don't have to do shchita on the simanim, but the simanim have to be severed in some way, either through nechira or ikur, and then the bird becomes kosher. And now the Gemara is going to ask three questions from various Mishnayos and Brises on this sheet of Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas, and that is the simen. The first one is Nisnavel. The second one will be from a Braisa Tosefta concerning Dam. And the final one will be from Malika. Begins the Gemara. Meisvei Hashoichet v'Nisnavel b'yaday. This is a Mishnah further on Daf Pei Hei Omid Aleph. If somebody shechted, as Rashi tells us, Shaloi Midas, he wanted to shecht the bird properly, but accidentally what happened was that v'Nisnavel b'yaday became a Nevelo. Or, Rashi explains, with his das, intentionally, hanoicher v'ma'akir. He hacked away at the simonim, or he tore out the simonim. So the halacha is, in all of these cases, pater melechasis, there is no din of kisui adam. As we find in Vayikra, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Gimel, the Pasuk states, v'ish, ish, mibnei Yisroel, menager agor besoichem, asher yotzu tseid chayo oif, asher ye ochel, something that is edible from a chayo or an oif, v'shofach hasdame v'chisob offer. He has to pour out the dam, and he has to make kisui hadam with earth. So we see that a criterion for kisui hadam is asher ye ochel, that it's something that's edible. Says the Gemara, V'i Amrat, Ein Shechita Loif Min HaTorah. If you're going to tell me that there is no requirement of Shechita to be Matar and Oif from the Torah, but Nechira or Iker in the Simonim, as long as you're severing the Simonim, so that is Machshir the Oif for Achila, Ask the Gemara, Nechirase, Zui Shchitase. So it comes out that Nechira is tantamount to Shchita. You don't need Shchita. You only need Nechir in the Simonim. If I do Nechir, that is like Shchita. If so, Leboi Kisui, if so, you should require Kisui Adam if you hold Ein Shchita Loif Manatar. So this would seem to indicate that Yesh Shchita Loif Manatar. You do have to Shecht a bird, and therefore, if you were menavalit or you were neicher or ma'akarit, it does not suffice to be machsher the bird, and therefore, it's not anymore asher ye ochel, and that's why it's pater from kisui adam. So it is a kasher on Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas. Answers the Gemara, mi savrat ba'oiv, who told you that this Mishnah is speaking about a bird? If it would be speaking about a bird, you're right, according to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas, Nichur would be equal to Shchita, and they would require Kisadam. But rather, the Mishnah is speaking about law. It's not speaking about a Noif Bechaya. It's speaking about a Chaya. And there, by a Chaya, definitely everyone is Moida that Ye Shchita Minatayra. The only way to be Matar a Chaya for Achila is through Shchita. And therefore, if you make it a Nevela or Nechira or Ikur of the Simonim, will also make it into an avela. It's not matarit, and since it's not edible anymore, it's not loy asher yeyachel, therefore there is no din of kisui adam. So that was the first kasha on Rav Nachman Yitzchok from hashoichev v'nisnavla. That's the first word of the simon, nisnavel. Now we come to the second word, dam. Toshima. Before we go on, let us speak out a Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Hagoyis and Yoredei Simon Chav Ches, who asks a very strong question on a shita that he brings in the name of the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim says that if something is not a treifa mitaraisa, but the Rabbonin considered it a treifa, the halacha is it's still potter from kisui adam, because after all, mitarabbonin, it's not a sherye ochel, and therefore there will be no halacha of kisui adam. Ask the Rebbe Kiva Eger on the Prima Gadim, the L'chayru, we have a very difficult question on him from this Gemara that we just learned, because we learned that Nichur or Ikur, according to the Mandi Yomar, that Ein Shchita Loif Manatayra, so Nichur or Ikur equals to Shchita, and the Halacha would be that it would require Kisui Hadam. Although the Rabbanan certainly required, as we learned before, we see it on the first wide line of Rashi here at the bottom of the Avmin, Rashi says that you only need Shchita Ella Midivrei Seifrim. You're Chayiv in Shchita on an Oif Mid Rabbanan. So here you have a case where Mid Raisa, according to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas, it's enough with Nichur or Ikur of the Simonim. However, the Rabbanan said you have to have Shchita. And yet the Gemara says that if Nichur equals to Shchita, then it should be Chayiv in Kisui Adam. Because, so what do we see? That if on the Daraisa level, it is Royal Achila through Nichur or Ikur, it would be Chayiv in Kisui Adam, even though the Rabbanan said you need Shchita, and Nichur or Ikur is not good for an Oif Mid Rabbanan. And yet we go with the Daraisa level that it's Chayiv in Kisui Adam. That's what our Gemara said here, and we answered that the Mishnah is speaking about a Chaya. But Ein Echanami by an Oif, according to the Mandi Yomar, that Ein Shchita Loif Manatayra, it would require Kisui Adam. Why? Mid Rabbanan you need Shchita. So L'chayr we see, connected the Shchita of the Prima Gadim. We see if something requires Kisui Adam Mid Raisa, even if the Rabbanan say it would not require, it would be treif, they would not accept what the Raisa said, it's still the halacha would be, it would require kisui adam. It's difficult on the Prima Gadim who says that treifas mid rabbanan do not require kisui adam. Continues the Gemara. Tashima, hashoichet v'tzorech ladam, here's the second word of that simon, hashoichet who is doing the shchita not to eat the animal or the bird, but rather he's doing it because he needs for some purpose the dam. The din is chayav l'chaseis. Still, if he did a maisha shchita, he has to do kisui adam on the chaya or the oif. Kate said, who oif? Now, if he doesn't want to do kisui adam, if he wants to eat, then he has to do shchita, and then he'll have to do kisui adam. But if he needs the dam for some other purpose, and he doesn't want to do kisui adam, so what should he do? So the answer is, he can make nechira ikr, and then it's not a maisha shchita. He gets the dam, and he won't be able to eat it, of course, but he will not have to make kisui adam. Continues the Gemara in Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph. So my love, isn't it speaking about here ba'oif? We're speaking about a bird. Then it makes sense what he needs the dam. The kaboy leiludme liyanicha, or the Masar Shas and Oisalf brings from the Orach liyanifa, which means a moth. Rashi says that it is a toilas hagedola big date semer. This is a worm that lives in clothing made out of wool, and it's a kind of worm or a moth. And in order to rid the wool clothing from this moth, he uses the dam of an oif. So it makes sense that he needs the dam for the dam oif. And what do we see? That if he makes nechira, then it's not considered shechita, and he doesn't require kisui adam. If you hold that nechira is equal to shechita, and an oif does not require shechita midaraisa, but we're machshir the oif through nechira, so then what does it help him to do nechira? He would still require kisui adam. Zokti Gemara, it's no raya, ain't a chanami. If he would do nechira of the simanim by an oif, according to the siman di yomar, he would still be chayiv in kisui adam. It's speaking about a chayiv. And therefore, nechira is not a ma'aser shechita. We're not makayim asher ye ochel. You can't eat it through nechira of a chaya. And therefore, there's no chiv kisui adam. Your question is, what does he need the dam for? The kaboyle l'dme l'lakop. He needs it in order to use it for a dye. The blood was used, the blood of a chaya was used for dye purposes. So memela, this tosefta is speaking about not a oif, it's being about a chaya. And now we come to the final question on Rav Yitzchak ben Pinchas. Toshma, come in here. Molak besakin metame begorama besablia. Here we're speaking about, as Rashi points out, a bird of kachim, where a koyen is making malika, but instead of doing it with a finger, as we have a clause Rashi brings down, the ein malika ela b'tzipora, and you can only do malika on the back of the neck of the bird of kachim. You can only use a tzipora, a finger, and he instead is using a knife. Now, what is the process of malika? From the back of the neck, he severs first the shedra, the spinal cord, then the mafrekis, the neck bone, and then he severs the simonim. So the halacha is that if instead of using a finger, he used a sakin to make malika, so the halacha is that when the bird dies, it now becomes a nevela, and it's a nevelas oiftar, and a nevelas oiftar, it is a special halacha that it's not metame if you touch it, but as a regular nevela, but rather it's a nevela of an animal, but rather it's metame begodim, only clothing, abes ablia, when it's swallowed by the person who's eating it, it's metame clothing. So that's the halacha. Molak besakin, instead of a finger, metame begodim, abes ablia. But now I have a question. According to Mandi Yomar, that ain't shechita l'oif, Minatayra ve'i amrat ain shechit loif minatayra nehe nami dechi tavrele shedra mafrekis havila treifa ain echanami, when he breaks the shedra and the spinal cord and the neck bone, he's making it into a treifa. Had he done it with his finger, that's the process of malika, that's not making it into a treifa. But now that he's doing it with a sakin, he's making it into a treifa. And then when it dies, it's considered a nevela. Why should that be? Tahani lo sakin le tahara midei nevela. If you hold that nichur by a bird, or ikur by a bird is equal to shechita, because you don't need shechita from a bird minatayra, so then at least let the shechita take away the din of nevela. As Rashi brings down, we have a rule that treifa sheshachta einem etamo, that if you shecht an animal that became treif, or a bird that became treif, so it accomplishes not that you can eat it because the bird or animal is a trefa, but at least it takes away the din nevela. So here, the nichur or the ikur, which is equal to shchit according to Rab Nachman, Rab Yitzchak ben Pinchas, because ain shchit loif min ha-Torah, but you have to, as Rashi says before, and Tosfos on Chof Amud Aleph says, you still need the nichur and the ikur in the simonim. So once I'm doing it in the simonim, let it be like shchita on a trefa, which takes away the din of nevela. Tahani lo sakin, asked the Gemara, le tahara midei nevela, let the sakin help to be mitar this bird, that it should at least not be a nevela. So since we see that it remains a nevela, that's a proof that ye shchita loiv min ha-Torah, you do require shchita, and therefore what he's doing doesn't work as nicher. Now, as Rashi explains, the Gemara's kasha was that ein echanami, it's not a regular shchita when he's going with a sakin from the back, because you have all kinds of psulim in the shchita. You have a psul of chalada that you don't see. It has to be exposed, the makam shchita. And here, the simonim are covered with the back that he's going through, the mafrekas and the shedra. So you have, he's machlid, and he's also doiris, because that's not considered shchita, he's pressing. And so these are psulim and shchita. So we could never look at the action that he's doing, that it's an action of shchita. At best, what would it be considered? It would be considered nechira. Rashi says, mikol makom loy gora menechira. It's not when he severs the simonim with the knife, he's not doing a good maisa shchita, but at least it's not worse than if he would hack away at it or rip it out. So it's considered a maisa of nechira. If it's considered a maisa of nechira, so the same that if I shecht a trefa, a good shchita on a trefa takes away at least the din nevela, even though it's not matarit to lachila. So here, if you don't need shchita on a knife, and the nechira is equal to shchita, so the action of the sakin, instead of the finger on malika, should be not worse than the nechira, and therefore it should take away the din of nevela, even though it was rendered trefa when he went through with the sakin, the shedra, and the mafrakas. So the Gemara says, Ein Echanami. This third kasha on Rav Yitzchak ben Pinchas is a definitely good kasha. We see clearly from this braisa that this braisa holds yesh shchita loif min ha-Torah, and therefore the nechira doesn't help, and all you've accomplished is making it a nevela, and it'll be metame begodim abeis ablia when the food is swallowed, it'll make tumas begodim. So the Gemara says, you're right. So what does Yitzchak ben Pinchas do with this brisa? He does nothing. He agrees. This Tana of this brisa holds yesh shchita loif min ha-Torah. But who da amar? Rav Yitzchak ben Pinchas is of the opinion kahai Tana. He holds like a different Tana. And the Tana that we're going to bring in the following brisa holds clearly that ain shchita loif min ha-Torah. The Sani, we learned in our brisa. Rav Lezer akapa beribi. Rashi says that beribi means godol bedairai. He was the godol ador, oimer, he says. Ma talmud loimer. What is the pshat in the following pasuk? And this is a pasuk in Dvorim, Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Chav Beis. And Rashi tells us that this pasuk is speaking about psulei hamikdashim shenivdu b'mumen, that if kachim became pasul and they had a mum and you were part of them, now they have aloch of chulin. And on this, the pasuk says there in Dvorim, ach kasher yei ochel es hatsviv es ha'ayol kein toichlenu atomi v'ator yachtov yachlenu. So the Torah says that just like a deer and a hart are permitted to be eaten, these chayas, so too both the person who's tame or the person who's tor is allowed to eat the psulei hamikdashim that were nivdu b'mumon. They have a locha now of chulin once you were part of them, and the tame and the tor are allowed to eat them. So now let's see how Rav Lezer HaKapper explains this pasuk. So it would seem from the pashtus of the pasuk that the tzvi and the ayol are teaching us something about psulei hamikdashim. V'chima lomadnu mitzvi v'ayol me'ato. What are we now learning from tzvi v'ayol? I've heard different ways. Either the me'ato is going on the first phrase, v'chimalo madnu mitzviva al me'ato. What are we now learning from tzviva al? As Rashi explains, that it could have said that the time in the Torah could eat it without an example that it's similar to tzviva yol. What am I getting from that extra example of tzviva yol? Another way to learn it here is v'chimalo madnu mitzviva yol me'ato harezebo lelamed v'nimtzo lamed. Now I'll tell you, you know what we're learning from Tzviva Yol. We're not learning from Tzviva Yol, but rather Hareze Bo Lilamed. It would appear from the simple pshat of the pasuk that Tzviva Yol are teaching me something, but in reality they're teaching me nothing. V'nimtzo lamed. It means that Tzviva Yol are learning from the Tzviva Yol are learning from the Psuli HaMikdashim, not that they're teaching the Psuli HaMikdashim anything. Why? Because Makish Tzviva Yol Psuli HaMikdashim. I compare the Tzviva Yol to the Halacha Psuli HaMikdashim. Ma Psuli HaMikdashim Shechita, just like Psuli HaMikdashim, there's a din of Shechita, as Rashi says, that the previous Pasuk told us, V'zavachta mipkorcha mitzoincha, you should shecht from your animals and from your sheep. So just like over there, and that Pasuk is speaking, Rashi tells us about Psulei HaMikdashim that you were part of them b'mumon, and on that you have to do shechita on a chaya, on a behema, af tzviva yol, even on a chaya b'shechita, they also require shechita. That's the limud that we learn out from Kashi Ochlas HaTzvi V'esayol. Not that tzviva yol is teaching us something of Psulei HaMikdashim, the opposite. Psulei HaMikdashim, which are about behemas, are teaching us something about chayas. That chayas also require shechita. The Torah Tmima there in Devorim explains what's the Havim and why should Tzviva Yol not require Shechita? Because I would say, just like we find that Chelev is Aser on a Behema, because it's brought Lakrov L'Mizbeach, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asered Chelev, but he was Matur Tzviva Yol with Chelev because it's not brought to the Mizbeach. So I would say the same thing with Gabe Shechita. You know what requires Shechita? Behema, because that's brought to the Mizbeach. But a Tzviva Yol, which are not brought to the Mizbeach, do not require Shechita. That would be my Havamina. Therefore, I learned Tzviva Yol from Sulam Magdashim, which are treated like Chulin. They are Behemas, which require Shechita, so too Chayas do require Shechita. The Oif. What's the halacha about shechita by an oif? So Rabbi Lazar HaKapper says clearly, v'oif ein lo shechita midivre Torah, ela midivre seifrim. There is no shechita for an oif min haTorah, only from the Rabbanon. So here we see clearly that this Tana Rabbi Lazar HaKapper holds, ein shechita l'oif min haTorah, and that's who Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas holds like. Ask the Gemara, man Tana de Polagale de Rabbi Lazar HaKapper. Who is the Tana who disagrees with Rabbi Lazar HaKapper and holds yesh shechita l'oif min haTorah? Now, there's Marshaw points out a difficulty in Rashi here, because Rashi says, which Tana did we find that holds yesh shechita l'oif min haTorah? So Rashi refers back to the beginning of the sugya that we started today on Chav Zayin Amid Beis, where we learned that noichroi oi oikroi, at the bottom line of Chav Zayin Amid Beis, if he needs the dam and he doesn't want a shechta for food, ketzer oisa, oi noichroi, oi oikroi. So that is the Tana who holds yesh shechita l'oif min haTorah, and therefore if you do nechira or ikr, you're not doing a proper shechita, and therefore you will not require kisya dam because it's not asher yeyochel. So the Marsha asks, why does Rashi bring that pasuk, which the Gemara shlugged up? The Gemara says, we're not talking about oif there, we're talking about a chayo, and we need the dam for dai. So we had a different mahalach in that Tosefta over there. Rather, Rashi should have brought the third brisa, where we showed clearly that Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas is going against the third brisa of Malika, because that is not speaking about a chaya. Malika you do only by an oif. So it's clearly speaking about an oif, and we proved that it remains a nevela, and the nichur does not take away the nevela as regular shechita would take away the nevela by trefa. Here it doesn't. Why? Because yesh shechita l'oif min haTorah, nichur is not sufficient to take away the din of nevela. So Rashi should rather have taken the third brisa, which is clearly a Tana who holds yesh shechita l'oif min haTorah, ayin b'marsha. But either way, there is a Tana who argues on Rabbi Lazar HaKapper, Who is that Tana? Answers the Gemara, Rebbe. This is Rebbe. Before we go on, Tysus, second Tysus here, points out that really we learned already on Chav Zayin and Mabez, clearly that Bar Kapara holds that Yesh Chita Lo'if Menatayr. The Gemara could have brought Bar Kapara, but the Gemara would rather have all the Mishnayis and Brises that say Yesh Shechit Loif Manatayra should go according to Rebbe, and that's why the Gemara answers that it is Rebbe. The Sanya, we learned in a Brisa, Rebbe Omer, it says in the Pasuk of Achta, you should Shech Kasher Tzivisicha, like I commanded you, and we don't find anywhere in the Torah where our Kaddish Baruch commanded Moshe in the Hilchah Shechita, so it must be that all Hilchah Shechita are Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. It was given over Torah Shebal Peh to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Hilchah of Shechita. And what did those Hilchah Shechita include? Malamed, Shenet Stave, Moshe, Alaveshet, V'Alakana. That these are the simanim which only by severing the Veshet, which is the food pipe, the esophagus, V'Alakana, and the windpipe, the trachea, only when you sever those simanim and the animal dies through severing those simanim, that is what is considered a bona fide shechita. And how much do you have to shecht of the simanim? Val roiv echad boiv. You have to shecht most of, more than halfway of one simon by an oiv. Val roiv shnayim bebehemah. You have to shecht most of two simanim by a behemah. These were all halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. So we see klar that the Rebbe holds that there was a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai of shechita by an oif, but it only requires roiv of one simon instead of roiv of two simanim, as you find by a behemah. So at the maskan of the Gemara, there's a machloik between Rabbi Lazar, a copper holds ein shechita l'oif min haTorah, and that's who Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas holds like, and against him is the Brisa of Malika, where we see Yesh Shechita L'oif Min haTorah, and that it coincides with the Shita of Rebbe, who says clearly that it was one of the Halacha L'moshe M'Sinai that was given over to Moshe, that Yesh Shechita L'oif Min haTorah. There are a number of interesting inyanim here, which we'll just mention briefly without going into the svoras of the machloikis, which many of the Gedolei Achronim discuss the svoras of the various machloikis we're going to mention now. The first machloikis is the Rosh in Masechta Yuma Perek Yom HaKippurim brings B'Shem de Rama, that he holds that according to the Man D'Yomar, that Ein Shechita L'Oif Min haTorah, Reb Lezer HaKaper, that Nechira helps, that it's once you say that you don't need Shechita and Nechira is enough, it's kosher with a Goy. A Goy could do the Nechira also. However, to say from Makor Chaim, Chelek Yeredei, a Simen Chof Aleph, brings a raya from the Rajba that he disagrees with the Rosh in the name of Rabbeinu Meir, and he holds that Nechiras Akum, according to the Man D'Yomar, Ein Shechita L'oif Min haTorah, would be Pasul. So we have here a very fundamental machlokes, whether the Nechira would help through a Goy or not. A second issue, Negeya to Nevelas Oif Torah, is raised by the Sefer Nezer HaKodesh from Hagoyin Rav Moshe Rosenzatzal. And his shaila is, we know that there's an isser to bring tumah into the Beis HaMikdash. Would that isser apply to the nevela of an oiftar? Do I say that since when you touch the nevela of an oiftar, it does not transmit tumah? So the halach of bringing tumah into the, let's say he would bring a kezias of a nevelas oif Torah into the Beis HaMikdash, there would be no isser. Or do I say that there is a din of tumah by a nevelas oif Torah? It's only not the regular method through negiyah, touching. It comes only through blia in the Beis HaBliya. But that is halach of tumah. And ein nechanami, if it was brought into the Beis HaMikdash, there would be an isser as well. So clears the Sefer Nezer HaKodesh. And a final question of the Nezer HaKodesh is, we know the Gemara says further in Daf Lamed Gimel that by a regular Shechita, Mefarcheses is Mutter, that if the animal is still jumping around after the Maisa Shechita, the meat, the flesh of that animal is permitted, it's considered after the Maisa Shechita as if it is mace, and it's not Aver Menachai, and it's Mutter to eat. Would the same halacha apply by Nechira? If it was Mefarcheses after the Nechira, would it be Mutter or not? The Nezer HaKodesh brings proofs that it would have the same aloch of shechita the merchetzes would be mutter. However, the place in your day, Simon Chav Zayin, holds that the heter of merchetzes by nechira does not apply, and by nechira the animal has to be completely dead, and if it's jumping around after the shechita, there would be no heter by nechira as there is by shechita. However, the Rav in Mishnais and Rabbi Kiva Eger in Masechta Taharis Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel, they paskin not like the Plaisi, they paskin like the Nezer HaKodesh is saying that Nechira has the same Aloch of Shechita and Mefarcheses is permitted. Continues the Gemara with the next part of the Mishnah, Echod Be'oif, that we only need one simon to be severed. In the Ma'aseh Shechita by an oif. Itmor, we have a fundamental machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Abba bar Ava. Rav Nachman Amar, oif veshet oif kana. The simon echad could be a choice, either the veshet or the kana. Rav Abba bar Ava Amar, no. Veshet veloi kana. Must be the veshet and not the kana. And now the Gemara is going to explain the machlokes. Rav Nachman Amar, oif veshet oif kana. Because it says, echad be'oif. Echad ktani, echad kaldu, any one, either a kana or a veshet. Rav Adabar Amar, veshet veloy kanam. My echad, because you know what echad means, miyuchad. As the Rashi tells us in Divrei Maskil Veshet, that the veshet is the miyuchad shebisimanim. It's special. Why? The chiyus of the animal is dependent on the veshet, and therefore the halach is that even if you have a small nekev of a mashahu in the veshet, it makes it treif. But by a kana, it's only treif if roiv of the windpipe is severed. If roiv is not severed, then it is kosher. So the fact that even a mashu makes the veshet puzzle is a raya that it is considered special, and that's what we mean by echad. Not you have a choice, what any one, a kana or a veshet. No, it has to be the special one, which is the veshet. And if you shechted, if you cut the kana through the ma'aseh shechita, it would not be a kosher ma'aseh shechita. Simen, shochad, chatzoin, gargaris, pgimo, dechatas, oif. These are various key words taken from the following mishnayos and brises that we're going to ask a question either on the shechita of Rav Nachman or on the shechita of Rav Abba bar Ava. The first question is the word shochad in the simen. Ma'aseh shochad es haveshet. If he shechted through the veshet, v'achkach nishpata gargaris. Gargaris is another word for kana. And then he, the gargaris got detached. The halacha is that it is kosher because by shechting the veshet, it's a ma'aseh shechita. And then even though it was nishpata gargaris, the windpipe got detached, it doesn't matter. You already did a ma'aseh shechita, which was matter it for eating. However, nishpata gargaris v'achat shochad es haveshet, psula. But if he, if first the gargaris, the kana, was this detached, and then he shechted through the veshet, then it's possible. And here we have a machloikis between Rashi and Tosis. Rashi on Daf Yud Amidalev says, because when nishpata gargaris became a treifa, and then by shechting the veshet, you're shechting a treifa, and the Tosis on Daf Tes Amidalev, Divrei Maskil Kulhu, brings in the name of the Hilchos Gedolos, that he says that the fact that he did shechita on the veshet, and then nishpata gargaris, shows that the ma'aseh shechita was not a valid ma'aseh shechita, and that's why it is possible. Continues the Brisa, the Tosefta, Shachet es HaVeshet, V'nimtzas Gargaris Shmuta. What happens if he shechted through the Veshet? And then after he shechted, he found the Gargaris was detached. V'eino Yoidei, he doesn't know, Im Koyrim Shechita Nishmata, Im Lachar Shechita Nishmata. He doesn't know if it was detached before the Shechita or after the Shechita. Zeh Hoya Maisa, this actually happened, V'omru, and the Psak was, Kol Safik B'Shechita Psula. If you don't know if it happened before or after, we say it's puzzle. So if you'll notice, in this Tosefta, it was always brought that he shechted the veshet. Ve'ilu shechita begargaris loitani. Why doesn't he say the same case? He shechted the gargaris, and then he saw that the veshet was nishmata. No, it appears because that wouldn't help. This would l'chayr be a raya to Rav Adabar Ava, that it has to be veshet v'loikon. It's a kasha and Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says you could shecht either the veshet or the kana. Here it would seem that you have to shecht the veshet. That's why the Tosefta is all about shechting the Vesha and not about shechting the Kana. Answers the Gemara, no. Mishum gageres avida lishtam mute. That is the normal thing that the gageres, the Kana, gets detached. So therefore, since he wants to give a case of shechita, of one of the simonim, and one of the simonim gets detached, the more usual probability will be that the kana is detached, and it is the veshet that he shechts. But einachanami, if he were to shecht the kana, and the veshet would be detached, it would be the same halachas, he's just giving what is more common and prevalent. So it's no raya against Rab Nachman. Before we go on, I don't want to forget this, on Rebbe Shita before that we mentioned from the pasuk was avachta kasher tzivisicha. Tosis has a very interesting limud which he brings from the Yesh Meforshim that Rebbe learns all the hilcha shchita halach l'maish Sinai from the word ka'asher, because the Yesh Meforshim explained the aleph is one simon, that's by an oif, the shin is shnayim, two simonim, that's by behema. The Reish tells us that it has to be, in each case, roiv, either of one simon by oif, or two simonim by behema. And then, an interesting thing, the last four words of the Tosfos, Divrei Maskeval, roiv echad ba'oif, he says, if you take the letters, kasher, backwards, Reish, Shin, Aleph, Chaf, they stand for, ruboy shel echad kamoyu, that if you have the roiv of one of the simon, that's as if you went through the whole simon. So the Yesh Meforshim tell us in a very interesting way how Rebbe, through gematrias, is learning that the word kasher teaches us all these various halacha moshe mesinas. Continues the Gemara, asking a kasha again on Rav Nachman. Toshima, shachat shnei chatzoy simonim ba'if, if he shecht two half simonim in an oif, psula. As Rashi explains, because if you look at each simon doesn't have roif. If I look at the first, if I look at the kana, it only has a half, not a roif. I look at the veshet, only has a half, not a roif. So b'meila, there's no one simon that was shechted roif. It's possible. The ein tzarich lamar behema, if you do the same thing in a behema, it's certainly that it's possible. Why? Because even if someone would tell you, well, you have two halves, make the two halves into one, that might be a swore by an oif. But by a behema, it doesn't help you, even if you're going to say that two halves are mitzarif into one. A behemoth needs two simonim. So it comes out you only have one and not two. So if two simonim, half of each, is not good by an oif, it's certainly not good by a behemoth. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, but by an oif, I require something additional. Ache yishchoy desaveshet vesavariden. The variden are the jugular veins, that not only do you have to cut through the veshet, but you also have to cut through the jugular veins. And the reason for Rabbi Yehuda is, and he says this only by an oif, not by a behemah. We're going to see this on Amud Beis, because by an oif, which is roasted whole, if you don't cut through the jugular veins, then the dum will remain there. So this is a halacha of dum. It's not a halacha in shechita. That's why Rabbi Yehuda doesn't require it on a behema. A behema which gets cut up, so by cutting it up, the dum is going to come out. But by an oif which is roasted whole, it's necessary in order to get out the dum to also cut through the jugular veins which have all the dum collected there. And the Tanakhama disagrees. He holds you even by a bird. You don't, the Maishchit is sufficient. You don't have to cut through the Veridin to get rid of the dumb. But he's only arguing on Veridin. On the Halacha of Veshet, he agrees. So we see from here that Lechaira, Akasha, on Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says that you could do Oikon Oy Veshet. Here would Lechaira be a riot or about a Brava that it has to be Bedafka to Veshet and not the Kana, answers the Gemara. No. Mishum de Veshet Samach le Veridin. The Veshet physically in the animal is close to the Veridin. So it makes more sense that when he's cutting one of the simonim, he'll cut the Veshet and he'll be right next to the Veridin. As Rashi points out, the Veshet is between the Kana and the mafrekes, close to the veridin. But einachanami, if he cut through the kana, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Nachman, would say, fine, that's good. Just make sure that besides the kana, you also go over further away from the kana to the veridin. It would have been easier for you to do the vesha and the veridin together. You decide to do the kana, fine, but remember to also do the veridin. So it's no kasha Rabbi Nachman. The next kasha is going to be a kasha on Rabbi Adabar Abba. Shachat hashma. Shachat chatzi gargaris. He shechted through half of the kana. Vishok kedei shechita cheres. And he waited enough time to shecht another animal, which is the normal shear for the psul of shehiya, which pasul shechita normally. Vegomar shechitase. And then he finished off his shechita with kshera. The halach is it's kosher. So how do we learn this? Says the Gemara, my love, boy, if we're speaking about an oif, umay gomra, what does it mean he finished? Gomra le gargaris. He finished cutting through the gargaris. So you see, Reb Nachman's right, that you could check the kana alone by an oif. You don't need the only the vesha, like Reb Adabar Abba says. And what's the svara? Why is it taka not a psul of shia? Explains Rashi, because since the halacha is, as we've mentioned before, that by a vesher and lul nekev pasels, but by a kana, it has to be roiv of the kana that's severed, that makes it into a treifa. So if he only did half, let's consider the maisa shechita that he mutilated it, and it was half cut through, that wouldn't make a treif. It has to be roiv cut through, and it wasn't roiv cut through. So therefore, even if he waited until the time that he could check another animal, it's as if he hasn't started his shechita yet. So after he cut through half and waited, and then he finished off and made it a roiv or cut it through completely, that's when his maaser shechita actually begins, because till now he hasn't made it treifa. So that's why it'll be kosher, even with the shehiya. And the Gemara said, the chart speaking about an oif, and he finished off the kana, so it's a raya to Reb Nachman. Says the Gemara, no raya, bebehema. It's speaking about a behemo. My gomra, what does it mean? He finished it off. Gomra l'shchita kula. He finished all shchita. In other words, he first cut through the gargaris, the kana. He halfway. That did not make it a treifa. Then he finished off the kana by the behema, and then he went on to cut through the veshed. But we're not talking about an oif. By an oif, enechanam, according to Rabbi Brava, he cut the wrong simon. He can only cut the veshed. It's no raya against Rabbi Brava. Toshima, hareisho yechatzi kana pogum. He had half of a kana which was severed, mutilated. It was not through a maisha shechita. V'hoisel v'lov koshu. He added a little bit of a maisha shechita, v'gomroi, and he completed. Now it's roiv shechitasik shera. His shechita is kosher, because till now it wasn't a treifa. By going through roiv, he has gone through roiv simon of the kana. It's kosher. So my love, again, a raya to Reb Nachman, against Rabbi Rabba. We're speaking about ba'oif, umay gomer gomer l'kana. He finished off roiv of the kana. So it's Shver and Rabbi Abba who said that it has to be Dafka the Veshed and not the Kana, and to the Gemara the same Teretz. Loi Bebehem, we're speaking about a Behema. Oh my Gomer, Gomer the Veshed. It was half cut through, not through a Mais Shechit, it was severed, mutilated halfway through. So it's not yet a Treifa. So he finished off the Kana, but by a Behema, he didn't just finish the Kana, he went on and finished the whole act of Shechit, including the Veshed, so there was no problem of Shia here, and he did both Simonim, and Einichanami, by a bird, according to Rabbi Abba, you have to do the Veshed and not the Kana. Toshma. Kate said, Malka, we're going to bring a Raya now from Malika. Whatever halacha there is by Malika, we'll say, will apply to Shechita Sa'if as well. Malika is by an oif, so whatever we find there, the only difference is Shechita and Malika. But as far as how many simonim, L'chayru will learn from Malika to Shechita. Kate said, Malkin Chata Sa'if. How do you do Malika on a Chata Sa'if? How does the Kohen do Malika? Chaytech Shadr Mafrakis. He goes through the spinal cord and the neck bone. Beloy Roiv Basar. He cannot go through most of the flesh. Because Rashi explains, if he does most of the flesh, then he's killing the animal right then and there. And what's he going to do Malika on? It's already Malika on a dead bird. The Malika has to be on a bird that's still alive. Ad shemagil avesher al kana. The halacha by chatas oif is lo yavdil. He cannot sever it totally. If he would do the kana and the vesha, that would be considered severing it totally. So he has to leave one simon intact. Therefore, he can either cut the vesha or the kana. He gil avesher al kana. Choytech simon echad. He cuts through one simon. Then v'roiv baser imoy. Then he could do roiv at a baser. If he does roiv baser before, we explain he's doing malika on a dead bird. So then, after the malika of one of the simonim by achatas oif, he goes through roiv baser, and then it's a kosher malika. Uba oila. By oila, the din is that he has to be mavdalid, not like achatas oif. So there, shnayim, he has to go through two simonim, the kana and the veshet, Oy Rav Shneim, or he has to go through Rav Shneim. So, as Rashi says, three lines from the bottom, Katani Miha Leveshet Oy Lekana. It said before that by Achatas Oif, where we only have one simon, you don't have to do the Veshet, you could do the Kana or the Veshet. So this is a Kasha on Rav Adabar Ava, and it's a riot to Rav Nachman, to Yuft to Rav Adabar Ava, it's a Kasha, a checkmate on Rav Adabar Ava, and the Gemara says, Yufta, you're right, checkmate. It is not just a kasha, but a tiyufta of Rav Adabar Abba, because here we see by Malika that you could do it on the by Achata Soif on the Kana or on the Veshet. So you see you could do it also on a Kana. Then the Gemara asked, my Havelo, what's the din by Shechita? Can you do it on a Kana or a Veshet? Gemara says, my Havi Allah, you're asking me if by Shechita you could do it on the Kana also? Is Rav Nachman right and Rav Adabar Abba is wrong? Kidaka Amrat. You just brought a raya from Malika. What are you asking me further? My Havi Allah. So the Gemara says, no, we said it's a tiyufta in Rav Adabar Abba, but maybe it's not a tiyufta. I have a difference to make. Dilma, shiny hussam de ikka shedra mafregas. You know why by Malika it's sufficient to go through the Kana, which, as we said before, is not the Iker Chiyas. The Iker Chiyas is the Veshet, because since you've already broken through the spinal cord and the neck bone, so all you need is a little more, just going through the Kana will be sufficient to take the life of the bird. However, by Shechita, where the Shedra and the Mafrekas are intact, and here you have to do an act that is going to take the life away from the bird, perhaps there you have to go to the center point of the life, which is the Veshet, as Rashi said before. That's the main source of the Chiyas, as opposed to the Kana. Perhaps the Kana alone will not be enough. Maybe there is a difference between Malika and Shechita. So my, what is the din? Toshima coming here from a story. Dahu Baravza. There was a goose, some translate Baravza is a duck. The Havah Bei Rav, it was in the house of Rav. Also, they came and they brought this duck to Rav. They had a Shiloh. Ki memasmeis kav yadama. Its neck was stained with blood. And now it requires bdika. Here we have a fundamental machlokes between Rashi and the Ravah in the last line of Tosis on the bottom of the Amud. The Rashi explains that the bdika is to see whether this blood is indicative that the Veshet has a nekev in it, a hole, or roiv of the Kana is split, and that would make it into a treif. Rashi adds that we don't have to check. Maybe there it was done through an animal. That's dores, which there are certain animals in the cat family which have a venom, a poison that comes out from their claws. A dog would not have such a thing. So if we saw such blood, Rashi says, you don't have to be choshish for drusa. That's not what we're checking for. And Taisa says, what's the difference? What you're checking for? Yes, there is a difference. Because if you're checking for a nekev in the kana, or in the veshet, or the kana is roiv cut through, you just have to check in that area. However, if you're looking for a drusa, then you have to check through the whole insides of the animal. Maybe there was poison in it. You have to check a larger part of the animal or bird in this case. So Rashi says that we're not worried about drusa, because whenever we have a suffix, whether it happened through a cat-like animal, a leopard, a tiger, a lion, or it happened from a dog or a kanya, a reed perhaps did it, so we're always toila. Rashi brings a gemara in Daf Nun Gimel, we're toila in the kalba oy kanya. So that's not a problem. However, the Ravah disagrees, and the Ravah says, no, bedafke, the checking in our gemara will be whether it was derus or not. And based on this fundamental machloikis, we will find on Amud Beis something that could theoretically be a big nafke min la halacha. Let us continue the sugya, and we'll go through it with Rashi Shita and the Ravah Shita. Amar Rava, said Rava, Heichi Navid, what should we do at this point? We have a dilemma. Why? As we turn to Dav Chav Ches Amud Beis, Nishchiti, should we shecht the animal, the hutter, and nivdiki, and then we should check let's go like Rashi that had a nekev in the veshet, dilma b'makom nekev kashachet. Maybe in the place of the nekev, that's exactly where he is doing the maisha shechita, and he'll never see that nekev, although it had a nekev. So that's not an eitz. Nivdeke v'har nishkanei. Let's be baidik first, and then let's check. Ha'amar Rabba, Rabba said, a famous klal, veshet ein lo b'dikim v'b'chutz, al b'pnim. You cannot check a veshet. Again, Rashi Shita for a nekev from the outside. You'll have to open it up and look from the inside, because the veshet has two membranes, two krums. One is red and one is white. The one on the outside is red. So if you're looking for a nekev in the veshet on the outside, perhaps some dum will come and close up that nekev, and you won't realize that there is a nekev there. And the color, you won't be able to see any difference because the membrane on the outside is red. However, on the inside, the membrane is white. So then if there's some dum that's covering the nekev, you'll notice it against the white background. So that's why you can only do a bedika of the veshet from the inside. However, the way the Riva in Tosfos learns this Gemara, he says, no, veshet ein lein bedika mibachutz al b'fnim is going on the shal of drusa, because the poison has also a reddish color. So you won't be able to check if it's a doros or not from the outside, because what are you going to compare it to? The membrane, to the krum? The krum is red and the poison is red. However, you'll only be able to check on the inside. There the krum is white, and if there was some red poison, you'll notice it on the white background. So learns the Riva. Now, according to the Riva, he says that as far as checking for a nekev in the veshet, that you could even check from the outside. Because there the shaila is, does it have an indentation, it has a crack in the veshet? There we don't say it'll be covered up with dum like Rashi says, and you won't be able to notice the difference, and you won't be able to see the difference in color or feel the difference. No, you will be able to tell a nekev from the outside if the question would be nekev. Therefore, it has to be a question of drusa, where drusa is only a question of color. Then ein loy b'dikim b'chutz, but ein echnami, as far as a nekev neveshet, that you could even have a b'dikim b'chutz. So it comes out, based on the two ways that Rashi and the Riva are learning the sugya, it would be theoretically a big nafkimin in halacha. Can a nekev in a veshet be checked from the outside or only from the inside? According to Rashi, it can only be checked from the inside. However, according to Riva, no. A question of a nekev and a veshet, that could even be checked from the outside. Our Gemara is talking about a color issue of drusa, that cannot be checked from the outside, only from the inside. However, this machlokas halach lemaisa, there is no machlokas. Why? Because it doesn't make any nafkimina halach lemaisa, because the Ramah in Yoredeya, Simon Lamed Gimel, Sivvav, Paskins, that we're not Bekiyim in checking a Veshet Bechlal, not from the outside or from the inside. So if there's any Shaila of a Nekev in a Veshet, it would be treif, it would be considered treif, because we don't know how to check a Nekev in a Veshet, either from the outside or from the inside. Continues the Gemara. What should we do? We're in the middle of this dilemma. Rava had this dilemma. So his son came up with an etzah. Amarle Rabbi Yosef Brei. So Rabbi Yosef, his son, said, Nivdiki l'kana. Let's check the kana. And the kana you are able to check from the outside, because a kana has to be severed more than roiv, more than halfway. It has to be roiv. So that could be checked by feeling it from the outside. Then if we find that it's okay, v'nishchete l'kana, then we'll shecht the kana. V'lich shirei, and by shechting the kana alone, we will kasher, because we're speaking about a bird here. And Rabbi Yosef's etzah was that you only need echad be'oif. And echad could be not only a veshet, it could be, like Rabbi Nachman says, even a kana. And this is going to be the riot to Rabbi Nachman from this story of Rava and Rabbi Yosef, v'nishchete lekana v'lichshrei, and v'hader lefchu al veshed. Let's remove the veshed. We can remove it from its jaw and take out the veshed. Once we've done a ma'isha shchita, v'livdikeh, we'll be checking from the outside, from the inside, all over. We'll be able to check it properly. We'll see that against the white background of the inside krum. We'll be able to see if there is in fact dam there or not. And if it doesn't have dam, then we'll know that the veshed was also kosher. So this will be the eitz. Amar Rav, Chacham Yosef Bri, my son Yosef is smart. Betreifus k'Rabbi Yochanan as Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi has two pshatim. Either like Rabbi Yochanan, who was a bucky in Treifus, as he Rashi brings down the Gemara in Daf Tzadik Hamad Beis that Shadale Shmuel. Shmuel sent to Rabbi Yochanan Tlaser Gamalei 13 camel loads sveikated trifta of safek doubts in various treifus, lemivdikate to check. So either my son is a big as Rabbi Yochanan in treifus, or second pshat in Rashi, he's as big as Rabbi Yochanan, he's as big in treifus as Rabbi Yochanan is b'chol ha'tayra kula. But Alma, what do we see from this uvda, from this story? We see halacha lemaisa that echad dika amar, that what it says in the Mishnah, that you need echad b'oif, oi hai, Rab Nachman is right, and l'chayra we are bringing a rai from Malika to Shechita. There is no difference between Malika and Shechita, just like by Malika, it's good enough, a kana or a veshet, both are good, so too by Shechita, if you do a kana, it's oi hai, either kana or veshet, and that's where we remain, halacha l'maisa. Rabbi Yehuda Imer says in the Mishnah, Ashi Yishchad ever read, and he has to shecht also to read. Amr Rav Chizda, said Rav Chizda, the lawyer of Rabbi Yehuda Elab Oif, Rabbi Yehuda said his dinner only by an oif, hoyal v'tzolei akuli ke'echad, since you're roasting the oif all at once, together, whole, you're not severing the pieces of meat, that's why, in order to get the damad, you're going to have to cut through the jugular veins. Avol behema by behema, kiven de mincha, aver, since you're cutting it piece by piece. So that's going to allow the dam to flow out. Loitzork, you don't have to cut through the jugular vein. So it comes out, according to Reb Chizda, that Reb Yehuda's halach of cutting through the veridin by an oif is not a halach in the maisa shchit of the oif, but rather it's in the hilchas dam in order to get rid of the dam. Lemaimer, the time of Reb Yehuda, mishum dam, who, should we say that the reason of Reb Yehuda is al's dam, that's what it seems. What now? We learned in a Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, we learned in our Mishnah, he uses the Lashon Yishchayt Esavarin. So it would seem that it's Maisa Shechita. So the Gemara answers, no, you know what Yishchayt means? Until he makes a hole in the Varin. Doesn't have to be through Shechita. He can puncture the veridin without a ma'isa shechita. It says yishchayt, my atche yishchayt, atche yinkay b'shah shechita. It means that he has to do b'shah shechita. Why? As Rashi explains, because then the dam is cham, it's warm, and if it's warm, it flows out better than if it cools off. Toshma, come in here, veridin b'shechita de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the veridin have to be shechted. So again, you see a lashon shechita. Aim of a reading sorach lenakvam b'shach shchita divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda means to say you have to puncture the veridin to let out the dam at the time of shchita. Tashma, another proof. Amru la the Rabbi Yehuda me'acher, the rabbanan argued on Rabbi Yehuda. They said to Rabbi Yehuda me'acher shleih haskur veridin eloitzi man dam. Since we only find the veridin that they have to be cut in order to let out dam. So, mali b'shchita, mali shlo b'shchita. What's the difference if you shecht it or you don't shecht it? Even if you puncture it, it should be good. So, it would seem, mechlal, the Rabbi Yehuda sar b'shchita. If they're arguing on Rabbi Yehuda, they understand the Rabbi Yehuda means to say, no, you have to shecht through the veridin. They're just saying, what do you need to shecht through the veridin? So, l'chayra, we see that Rav Chizda is wrong. It's not a halach in dam, it's a halach in shchita. And if it's a halach in shchita, then l'chayra, Rabbi Yehuda would be saying it by behem as well. So the Gemara answers, no, hachi kamar, the Bach says the next word is lay. This is what the Rabbanim were saying to Rabbi Yehuda. Mali, you, of course, don't hold you have to shechta. We understand you mean you have to be noikivit. But mali l'nakvim b'sha'as shchita, mali l'nakvim sh'loi b'sha'as shchita. If the whole purpose is al's dam, so what's the difference when you puncture it, whether it's at the time of shchita or not at the time of shchita? But what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? But who suffer? He holds b'sha'as shchita osi dam d'chayim. If you puncture it during shchita, then the warm blood will come out. And then I'll flog better. Shalai v'shashchit, you do it. Shalai v'shashchit, la'asi dam. The dam will not come to core. It will become cold. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah had the following question. V'ridin l'Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi explains, Rabbi Yirmiyah did not hear that Rav Chisda's halacha, that it's a din in dam and it's not a din in shchita. And therefore, he had the following shaila in the psak of Rabbi Yehuda concerning Veridin. What happens if he had shia during the cutting of the Veridin until you could shecht another animal? Dorisman, he pressed it, he pushed it, he didn't cut it back and forth like a maisha shechita in the Veridin. Ma, what's the halacha? Amr Lehu Sab, an elderly gentleman, said to him, Hachi Amr Rab Lazar. This is what Rab Lazar answered. Amr Lehu, some say, Amr Lehu Sab, the Rab Lazar, that this old man said to Rab Lazar, Hachi Amr Rab Yechon, this is what Rab Yechon said. Menak von Bekoitz, he can puncture them with a thorn, Vehenk Sheirin. And they are kosher. So he was telling him, answering him, it's not a din in shechita. It's a din in dam, getting the dam out of the animal or bird, and therefore you could use a thorn, and it is kosher. Tanya Gavah said Rabbi Chisda. We learned like Rabbi Chisda, who said that the whole halacha of Rabbi Yehuda is only in an oif, because it's a din in dam, and therefore only an oif that you roast whole and don't cut into pieces has this problem, and therefore you have to cut through the jugular veins. However, by behema, which is cut up in pieces, the blood comes out anyway, you don't have to cut the veridin. We learned like Rabbi Chisda. Why? Because we learned the following brisa. Shachat shnei chatzoi siman ha-boif, if he cut through two half simanim in an oif, pasul, because each simon was not cut beroif. The ain tzarich lamer behema, as we explained on Amud Aleph, because by a behema, it's a kal v'chaymer. Even if we were to add the two halves together and say, oh, at least one simon got cut here, a behema needs two simanim. So if two halves simanim by an oif is no good, it's certainly not good by a behema. And then Rabbi Yehuda Oimer says the following. Ba'oif, atchi yishchad es havesh es v'aridin. In our Mishnah, it just says, atchi yishchad es v'aridin. He doesn't put in the word oif. That's why one could think in Rabbi Yehuda maybe he meant a chai also. A behema also has to be cut through the veridin. But here in this brisa, it says clearly like Rabbi Chisda that only by oif atchi yishchad es havesh es v'aridin, because an oif is roasted whole, and there Rabbi Yehuda holds by a bird it is necessary to open up the veridin to let out the dumb.